Hi, welcome to Under the Cherry Tree. I'm Sweet Potato.
And I'm River.
And I'm Ari. And our guest this week is the amazing, always kind, always positive, Old Man Joe of the Shadows. Welcome to the podcast, Joe.
Thank you for having me.
So, Joe, the whole podcast was kind of your idea. You thought it would be fun. So, tell us how you came up with the idea for it.
Well, it started honestly with Adam's like love of River's voice, hearing him like speak and wanting him to do the lore. And then when we did a meeting chat, we heard Sweet Potato start talking. I think we were all of us kind of like enamored. We got off topic a little bit and started asking her to do like phrases from certain video games, and I felt bad because we kept like bombarding her. We're like, can you do this phrase? Can you do this phrase? And I was talking to Sweet Potato about it. Oh, go ahead. What did you say, River?
Those meetings do get sidetracked.
Sometimes, yeah. A lot of that is because of Adam, and he likes to blame me for it. And yeah.
Oh, no. Adam will take any opportunity for a distraction. Full on calling you out, Adam, because I know you're probably going to listen to this as the first one. Any opportunity for a distraction, and you seize that with both hands.
Yep.
I think he's just excited to engage with you guys, and I was talking to Sweet Potato about it. I was like, you know, you and River have such amazing voices. You guys should just go ahead and maybe do a podcast together. You know, because Sweet Potato had said she's like interested in voice acting and stuff like that. And then they got you, Ari, because you're so amazing, too. You're their captain. So it kind of just spun from there.
You're all right. No, Sweet Potato really does have a voice that just kind of enunciates well. And it just kind of, you know, it's very broad range of things that's like expressive. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thanks, guys. Well, definitely thank you, Joe. And as we had talked about, I think shortly after River was like, yeah, I'm in for a podcast. You know, you and I talked about the fact that you were going to be the very first guest on the very first episode. And here you are, and we're making it happen. And I'm so glad you're here, Joe.
Yeah, so thank you for joining us.
I am so excited to have you here, Joe.
I'm super excited. Thank you, guys. It was the deal. Sweet Potato would say, well, if we do it, you've got to promise me to be our first guest. And I did warn her. I was like, I don't think anybody's going to really want to hear from me. But she said, nope, you got to promise. So.
Mm-hmm.
Blackmail.
But you're always so positive. Like, you don't have a bad thing to say about anybody. Like, you're the dad. Like, you're the cherry tree dad. So, of course, we'd have you on here, you know, as our first episode and just kind of bring positivity to the whole thing to begin with.
This is how positive you are. Someone could insult you and you'd say thank you.
Exactly.
Actually, I'd want to know what was wrong. Like, why were they feeling the need to insult me? Is everything okay with them? Or is there something I did to offend them? So.
Oh.
I'm never insulting you ever.
So sweet. Okay, let's talk about the summer event. What have you liked about it so far, Joe?
I've liked a lot. I like the engagement in the community. I really like the event items. I'm not gonna lie, I love my my golden hatchet very, very much. Hashtag justice for Joe. I think River was posting a lot.
Yes, justice for Joe.
And it's been fun. I love the live streams like Banshin does with the events. You can tell he's all excited, and everybody hopping in and getting in the chat, talking about what they're getting, what they're not getting. Which I know, like lately, there's been some in the chat people not getting stuff, and we're trying to like, well, let's turn it around. And I've seen Adam do more giveaways because he wants to kind of give them a chance to get that stuff. It's all fun. Plus, the summer is my birthday. Like, June 28th is my birthday. Summer months are always my favorite time of year, you know.
I agree with you. This summer event has been amazing, and I feel like everybody's so much more engaged with this event and the rewards. And it's almost become a competition on who can get what.
Yeah, and I always like how we kind of like pick at each other about like, oh, hey, I got the thing you wanted.
I really think having it in phases has been like so good for the event, because like a lot of the event, to be clear, I've only been here for 3 events previous to this one, but it was very much like super exciting when it first starts because everything's new and like you want to see what's in the drops and this and that. And then by the end of the event, you're like, okay, can we just be done? Because I want to get back to grinding my usual stuff, and having my party gear on is interrupting that. So I think being it to phases where there's new, fresh stuff has really kept it exciting for everybody.
Yeah, fresh.
Yeah,
I completely agree. It's a nice build up, like you said. Each phase has something new to it, a little bit more. You know, like this is what we're doing in phase 1, phase 2, and this phase 3 just kind of comes along, and it's like we're all amped up for it.
Just smashing your face and you're excited. I just really want my metal detector.
I think everybody wants a metal detector.
Okay, actually, speaking of metal detector. So the loot table for it finally got dropped, like, this morning while I was sleeping.
Oh, it did, didn't it? I think I've
So I just want to read this out real quick, because this is insane, and I'm I love my metal detector a little bit more now.
I'm still jealous you got one and I don't, but that's okay. I'm hoping. I'm hopeful I'll get one.
You know what you got to do for one. I'm just saying.
I'm not selling my soul to the devil, though.
It was a voice. And it's a little offensive that you call Adam and Ace the devil. They wish.
I don't know. Sometimes it fits.
I think the Fae is more appropriate.
Yeah, that's true.
So real quick, though, I just want to run down this list because this is insane, like genuinely insane. So at the top of the table, you've got Soul Reaper fragments, 250,000 gold coins, soul gems, elven chests, elven keys, caskets of treasure, all at times 10, Slayer caskets, like 5 of those, 20 king's chests and 20 king's keys, dragon plate, iridium ore, rhodium ore, platinum ore, 1,000 gold coins, and then 25 iron ore. So this is a real, like, it's a money maker and it's a treasure finder.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's epic.
Not to mention the double loot from the discovery grid.
Yeah. Yeah, and it removes the lowest item, like the most common item on the loot table for exploration. You do need to wear your Drake ring. Yeah, it's insane. You still need to wear your Drake's ring. I tried it out. It does not cut down the paths like the Drake's ring does. You have to wear both, but it does take out that most common item, so you can get some of the bigger drops a little bit faster, which is really insane. Yeah.
This is going to be, I think, a very hot item that everybody's going to want to trade if it's tradable.
Oh, definitely. I think it was supposed to be tradable. I think Adam mentioned that earlier, that the reason the golden hatchet and the golden rod won't is because they generate an insane amount of gold, whereas the metal detector, you don't get as much gold, and plus it's multiple loot table drops.
Yeah.
So... like a confirmation that they will be tradable, hopefully.
That's good.
Hope he doesn't change his mind.
I know some people in the community were pretty upset when they found out the golden hatchet wasn't going to be tradable, but, you know, like you said, it is such a massive gold generator that I think it's a good idea that it's not tradable.
Definitely. And it just increases the rarity and the, like, the bragging rights, really, that you've got one.
Yeah.
Even before I got it, when Adam was explaining like how much gold you can get each week with it, if you got like really good procs on it, you can get anywhere from 10 to 15 million a week. It was like, yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to like influx the market and have so much gold out there.
I think that's without the million procs, though, I'm sure. So I know some people are averaging on like 2 mil a day without the million procs?
Yeah, that's about what I get with mine.
So with the 1 million procs, say you did that, what, 3-4 times a week if you're lucky. That's quick math, 19 to 24 mil.
Yeah.
Which is insane, again.
Well, I'm glad you can quick math, because that is not my forte.
Yeah, I don't know where you got those numbers, but they sound good to me.
You never know, I could be completely wrong.
You know what? And that's fair, because you decided a podcast with you, not math girlies, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. You got us there. But no, something I've been seeing, well, so I've only seen it once so far, but I thought it was really interesting. I was looking in the trades channel the other day, and I saw somebody, like, on their, what they were selling, at the bottom, it said, prices double if you have Golden Hatchet.
Oh. Well, I didn't tell you anybody had gonna work. Right. I haven't got one, by the way.
I'll go take my proof down that I've got one. Well, I think, you know, let's be fair, I don't do much trading anyway. If you see me in the trade channel, it's very, very rare.
It's once in a blue moon type.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you can't separate people who've got the Golden Hatchet and those who don't from trading. Because then that gold is just never going to be seen. So what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. And I'm interested to see, because the economy, the trade economy in the Discord server really did take a dip not too long ago. So I'm excited to see what having the Golden Hatchets does, and if it as a whole brings the economy back up. Or if we it's just have people...
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Well, the Christmas event, I think, was peak economy time, and right after the Christmas event was like the peak economy time, and then right after that it just started dying off, because, you know, people just started accumulating the things that they needed, so there was just less, you know, reason to be selling stuff, and, you know, it just died off.
And there's been new updates, I think, where Adams like made those items that were kind of harder to get before Christmas and were readily available, like Blessed Sacrifices and Eternal Rings and stuff like that. I know are in the past. Seem like I think they're in exploration, if I'm not mistaken. I don't do a lot of exploration anymore, but and like to say,
I don't do exploration at all if I can help it.
I don't think anybody does.
So I know, like, they kind of became higher drops, where before you had to like farm so much or open just treasure caskets. So
yeah,
you definitely see those rings. You definitely see those rings everywhere, and the Blessed Sacrifices. You throw a stone and you've hit one.
So, guys, I wanted to move the discussion forward. What are we looking forward to with the birthday event?
Pantaloons. I'm going to be real honest. I'm looking forward to pantaloons.
Ari started the pantaloons. It's only right she gets them.
Yep.
It's true.
They should just be a free freebie for me.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that the pantaloons become like a party gear where they have a like event currency multiplier on them. I think that is so cool.
It's a party pantaloon.
Party pantaloons.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be very unique to have something like I like the new additions of like event currency gear, like with the roses we saw.
Yeah.
And, like, the Easter bonnet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Easter bonnet.
So I think that'd be really interesting.
The Easter bonnet has probably been one of my favorite things to have. With the double special event items that you get, like the treat bags right now. It was the golden eggs and Easter when the Easter bonnet was dropped. So I really enjoyed having my Easter bonnet. I think it's probably one of the best things.
Someone's got my Easter bonnet for good.
Yeah.
I thought you got a new one.
No. I'm using the golden sunglasses now.
Oh, well, then I don't feel bad.
Those have a... Do those have the same multiplier as the Easter bonnet?
I think it's 4 or 5, but they're really handy for fighting the gods especially.
Yeah, I knew that, but I was just wondering because, I mean, you're comparing it to the Easter bonnet when it's really not the same.
Right. Okay, so to be fair, though, like, no, it's not the same, but it really is, like, depending on what the player is looking for, it's still pretty good. Like, it's still definitely a time for the player. And then if there are a lot of people who, during the events, they don't care so much about, like, the treat bags and stuff. They just want to get their currency, and they want to be able to fight mobs, right? Like, they want to be skilling and killing while earning currency.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's great that you have the option where you can... You'll have something that's beneficial for fighting and also getting the currency too. Like the Golden Roses, for example, like Joe said.
I wasn't meaning that it wasn't a good item. I'm absolutely in love with my golden sunglasses. It was the one thing I wanted when everything from the summer events were introduced. I saw those golden sunglasses and I was like, that is the item I want the most. But I was just curious because, like, we were talking about the Easter bonnet, and then you said, I don't need it because I got my sunglasses. So I was just curious if I had missed something that it, like, does, like, the Easter bonnet with the, you know, event, special event items.
No, it's a far as I'm aware, it's full currency, and it just makes it look cool.
Yeah.
It does look really cool. I like the way the glasses look. I don't have a pair yet. Hopefully.
Well, Joe, I tell you what. I have another pair in my inventory because I got lucky. I got 2 pairs of golden sunglasses. When they become tradable, you can have my second pair.
Hold on. When did you get a second pair of golden sunglasses?
I got one. I've got them from the dream bags.
Yeah, she did share it with us.
No, you hold on. You shared that you got your first pair of golden sunglasses. When did you get the second?
It was not long after I got the first.
I see how
this was a podcast exclusive. That's what it was.
It was.
By the way, Ari, have you tried the parasol out yet?
No, I'm excited to do that, but I'm waiting for the end of the event.
Fair enough. We'll have to wait until maybe the next episode to find out how well the parasol works.
I got one. I did it with my Patreon rewards this month, so I'll try it out and see what it's like.
Yes, please.
You'll have to make a video and show us.
Yes, 100%.
I can definitely do that.
Let's talk about the secret pathway, what we like, what we don't. And then after that, we can get into questions for Joe, the community questions for Joe.
Awesome.
What do you like the most about the secret pathway, Joe?
Well, I think it was really cool. It sounds like I'm kissing Adam's butt a little bit, but that's because I like it. I really do love the community, and I love how, like, responsive as a developer he is. When he takes our concerns, he tries to implement them or say, hey, I don't want to do this because of this reason, which we've all heard him in, like, general doing and voice chats and, like, the Q&As he's done. But I really thought it was really, really neat that he got the avatar from last month's secret path and put it in path 19 for people who weren't able to get it in time with the exploration. That was a really nice addition. For the community, for me personally, though, I'm all about the soul frags. The soul reperfections. I am I'm one piece away from getting my helm, or not one piece. I'm like working on my helm right now. So any of those soul reaper fragments coming in can help me make my helm, and then I'll have the full armor set. Then I'll just need the soul.
Ooh, yeah,
that's a nice achievement.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I think I have a full soul reaper set minus the sword. So I think the sword is the only thing I need left.
I'm too in love with my Kenosian set.
Yeah, I like mine too, but. I am so close to having my ferocity set fully enhanced, and I'm so excited for it.
You know, I think later, Ari, I think we're going to have to post our inventories to the chat, because I'm finding out things about your inventory that I didn't know. I'm shocked.
Oh, yeah, she has a whole treasure trove of stuff.
My inventory is a mess right now.
That she had filled me for the year.
My inventory is a mess right now, though. I need to straighten it up and organize it before I show anybody anything in my inventory.
Mine's the same way. Don't feel bad.
What we got to hide?
I just went through and organized my stash, and that took me a good, 2 hours. Oh, but it is so... It's so beautiful.
See, I don't care. I will sit for something for about 5 minutes if I have to, but I'm not sorting them out.
Mine will, I need to organize mine. I did that the other day looking for a restoration necklace, and I couldn't find it. I passed it 5 times. I'm so annoyed.
I like that A could B, because that's what I do mainly, because then I'm just like, oh, there's the hyssop. I'm very close to the helm. Or the other way around, because, letters.
I understand where you're coming from, but visually that just hurts me to think about. You gotta have your equipables, your equipped stuff all together. You gotta have your chests all together next to their keys. You've gotta have all your, it hurts me a little.
I'm with you on that. I when I start to organize it, right now it's all alphabetical, but when that annoys me, but that's just a little bit easier to find. When I put it up, it's going to be armor and weapons, and then of course if there's full armor sets, then the weapon goes with that.
That's fair. I did once sort it out, and it took me forever, so I decided never again.
Let's talk about the quality of life update that dropped, the last update. How do you feel about that? There was a lot of really cool stuff that happened with the quality of life update.
I'm a big fan of it. I think, again, it shows that Cherry Tree has a developer who's listening to the community, and the fact the feedback team worked as hard as they did, getting those suggestions to him and trying how we can implement it, I think kind of shows that there is... That's what makes this game unique, is it is not just Adam game anymore. It tends to be a community game as well. Yeah. We all feel like we contribute to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think as well, some people don't realize that it is an actual job when they're asking for all this stuff. So it's really neat as well that he tries to find the time.
Yeah, no, I agree. For 100% sure.
Yeah, he's a beast, for sure.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely love, from the time that I've joined this game and the Discord community, I've absolutely loved the engagement from Adam and Banchan with the community, and how, they don't just sit behind their keyboards and let the rest of, everything happen. They actually get out and interact with the community and do stuff. And I think it's really, really cool that Adam adds in those quality of life updates so that people can see that their voices are being heard and their suggestions are being noticed.
One of the things I think is very cool that he added was when choosing to send a friendship gift to yourself. Iron Man players can actually do that now.
Yeah, that's really that's really good for the Iron Man.
Which is really cool for them.
I'm all about the Slayer. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into my screen looking for who I was attacking, not wanting to go to the Slayer screen. The fact that it's highlighted in yellow now makes it so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that is such a nice feature.
I tried it out, and it was only the chicken I went on. I was like, ooh. I was just shocked.
I would say my favorite quality of life feature that was added in this update was the ability to withdraw only X amount of items from stash, because I spent a good, very long time organizing my inventory and making everything look nice, just only to have to, move stuff around out of my stash because I couldn't just move a few items, so things got moved around, and the whole You can't just leave us empty space to put something in there later. You know, it moves everything, and then you have to reorganize everything, and it's very time consuming. So I absolutely love that we can just withdraw X amount of items from the stash now.
Another one of my favorites was the arrows. When you like click to change the arrows, you can actually see how many you have, which is great. Because when I want to swap to an arrow, I want to make sure I've got enough.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's just those small things.
All right, Joe, are you ready to answer some questions from the community?
I am. I know there's not a ton, so but fire away. I'll be honest.
So the first one is from Logan27 Smith. How are the kids, Joe?
The kids are wonderful. They're still on summer break for a couple more weeks, but I have a daughter going into high school. She's starting her freshman year, so she's excited about that. And my youngest is starting seventh grade, so he's pretty excited about that, too. So,
that won't last long.
It's been a pretty nice summer.
The excitement for middle school won't last long.
Well, he's pretty popular. He's on student council, and he's got a girlfriend this year. He stopped playing video games as much because he's got a girlfriend, and he's going through that phase. Yeah, he's a handsome boy. I love him.
Well, again, I'm sure he is.
All right, and then next question, Adam says, "Hey Joe, how's the wife?"
The wife is good. She might come by and say hi. She's we were dealing with the washer fiasco earlier, so now she's kind of just taking a break, but she's doing really good. We're really happy. We just went and visited our son. I can't speak. We just went to visit our son, and he graduated boot camp beginning of July, so we hadn't seen him for about 10 weeks, and we were really happy to see him. And
yeah, I was right there with you just a couple weeks before you.
Yeah, Ari and I talked about that quite a bit. I think we kind of bonded over that as parents with the kids in the military and the boot camp. So.
Baby parents.
Exactly.
All right, Faith would ask, who's Joe? Never heard of him.
Okay. That's because it's old man Joe.
Nobody says
nice.
Joe, it's old man Joe.
Yes, come on.
Detective Cog asks, is Joe going to adopt at B anytime soon?
Oh, I already told B we would adopt her as long as she's okay with me checking up on her and making sure she's doing okay, and then my wife checking up on her, and that you know, if she lived really close, you know, get invited over for dinner and stuff like that. And having a lot of siblings, because I have a few kids. So.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Queenie, Wooden Queen, says, Joe, why Joe?
I'm pretty sure this one is for you guys. Joe, why Joe? Because I don't know why me.
Well, oh, never mind. That was River. I was wondering if maybe that was a joke or not. So... because Joe is great. That's why.
Yeah.
That's my answer is why Joe is great.
And Joe's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then so I specifically asked, Joe, can you tell us about how you got to where you are today in the community? And also, how did I become your favorite?
You are definitely one of my favorites, Sweet Potato. You definitely are SP. How I got to where I've been in the community, I think I didn't really use Discord before. And I was one of those people that used Facebook for trying to trade and stuff. And someone had said, hey, why don't you go to Discord? And honestly, you hop into the general chat and you start seeing people saying, hi, what's going on? And then, you know, people start engaging, like, how's your day going? You know, what's going on with the family? And it becomes this... I keep saying the word community, but that's exactly what it is. You feel like you're bonding with friends, and people are checking up on you. And
oh, for sure.
It's this whole environment that there's not a lot of around anymore. Like, I grew up when you went to malls and stuff like that, and it seems we kind of got away from that. But and like arcades and stuff, where you went and like hung out with all your friends, and that's what Discord's kind of became to me. It's like, now I can get off and then, oh, look at, I'm popping on Discord, checking out my friends, or I'm on lunch, I'm going to see what everybody's up to.
So, on a global level, too.
And just helping people out.
So. On a global level, everybody replies
to you. Yeah, it's not, you're not just restricted to people in your town or in the next town over. It's that's a global community, which is so cool.
Yeah.
And then building on that, when people were just, you know, like it, you start wanting to help people, I think the more that you're engaging with the community, I know you guys have all that way that you want to answer questions, you want to help people out. Like, hey, you know, how do I get so far and how do I get more secret wares? Oh, you know, Max, you're wishing well. Hey, what's your idea? And I'll send you some gold to help you out. You know, you just get that. Everybody wants everybody to succeed in this game.
Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. it's really cool. It's really unique.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. You're right.
All right, Joe, Corduroy Chud says, quote unquote, fixing this question for her, how did Chudathy the Great become your favorite?
Chud is also one of my favorite people to talk to. And he's actually the one who gave me the name, nickname Old Man. He would just say, hey, Old Man, because I, you know, talk about being so old on Discord, not really using it much before. My sons helped me set it up like years ago, and I very rarely used it at all. I really didn't touch the thing. And, you know, we would talk, and he just started saying, oh, hey, it's Old Man. Hey, Old Man. And so, I just started saying, started calling him Chudmeister and just kind of going off that. And he's always been really fun to talk to. He's always been really kind and always engaging with me. And, you know, it's nice. I like him.
I think everybody is kind with you, Joe, just because, like, you're Joe. Like, nobody can say anything bad to you because you don't take it. You're just like, oh, well, you know, and turn it into this whole positive thing. So people are just like, we must protect Joe at all costs. Like, nobody says bad things to Joe.
Yeah. I think it's both, like, I can't bear to say bad things to Joe, and also, if anybody else says bad things to Joe, I will go to war.
I will fight. Absolutely. Joe's like a national treasure.
100%.
I agree.
You guys can see my cheeks right now. I'm, like, blushing like crazy.
We love you, Joe. My potential cousin.
So, Potato Grimm says, hey, Uncle Joe, what made you play Cherry Tree? What do you like about it that made you play it? If there's anything you want to implement to the game, what would it be?
This is also who's your favorite. It's me, right? And not Chud.
Grimm is... I got a lot of favorites. Grimm's... I love talking to Grimm.
You was going to say River. Come on, no.
River's my cousin, so, you know. but you know, my story is pretty similar to like what a lot of people do. They're scrolling through Play Store looking for a kind of a game to pass the time, and I like the idle games, the clicker games, ones you can kind of walk away from for a little while and come back. Mm-hmm. And you know, I saw it and I started playing it. It kind of reminded me of those old, I'm gonna date myself, like Commodore 64 games I used to play when I was a kid. And, you know, it's all text-based, really, you know, like really 2D animation graphics, not really a lot of animation, just 2D graphics in it. But I love those games. You know, they were challenging and they were fun. It makes you use your imagination. So I, you know, hopped on with this. And within like a day, I think I bought Premium. And from there, it's just kind of spiraled. And that was right before, that was October 13th. I had to look up my stats. So October 13th is when I created my trade account. So
I think you were a day before me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I definitely got the premium for this game the first day I played it. I knew that I liked this game enough that I was going to be sticking around for a while. And that premium came out right away.
Mm-hmm. I got premium like a week before freemium, the Christmas freemium. I was so sad. Like, I was happy because I was like, it's worth it, and I'm glad, you know, glad to pay the money for it because it's, again, worth it. But like, I was like, oh man, if I had just been patient for a week.
Yeah, but it's not like it costs a lot of money either.
No, exactly. And I just,
you really don't know my life. You're right. You're right, I don't. I'm sure you had to like
that's coming
no, from some of it.
Really dig deep into the couch cushions for that one.
Oh, man. Any spare change, please?
Spare change.
we'll cash app you the price of it for you, SG. Don't worry. As far as anything wants to implement in the game, I mean, like, I can't really think of too much. That, I mean, because a lot of stuff has come in that has made it fun, and I kind of like being surprised. I know. I just like the events, so like the birthday events coming up is seems pretty fun. I know you talked about the melee area in general. They talked about, like, you know, that's coming soon. I think I'm really excited about that. So implementing that, because I really want to use my Sights of Noctira. I really want to use it. And I think it'd be kind of fun to use it in that area.
Did you, have you just recently gotten it?
I got it, I think, a couple months ago. I opened it on one of my treasure caskets. And it was like 5 a.m. in the morning when I was waking up, when I did my dailies, and I went to open them. And I yelled out throughout the house. I was so excited.
I bet you were. I remember when I got mine too. I was like, that did not just happen. No way that just happened.
I gave so many away during the Christmas event, doing the Golden Crackers exchange. And I mean, like three people, I think I ended up, it was two or three people that I traded with that got a Sights of Noctira, and I got, like, you know, an ancient Elven book or something. And of course, oh. I'm happy for them. But, you know, you're also like, ah. Oh,
yeah.
I wish I could have got it too.
I hope that's not some emotional damage right there.
It is. But I hope that's not how it is for me with this metal detector, because that's what I want. I mean, watching all these people with their metal detector, with pure envy in my eyes.
Gerald asks, Joe, when will you take shadow leadership from Adam?
Oh, I will not take shadow leadership. I think Pokely is the leader of the shadows. But I think I'm comfortable with being a community helper because of, you know, my kids and my life outside, you know, work and everything. I like doing that and engaging with the community as I'm able to right now. I think being a guild leader is an extraordinary responsibility. And I know Ari, you know, you got luckily people to help support you, but you do an awesome job. And I know a lot of the guild leaders and talking with them, you guys put a lot of time into that, and I don't want to feel like I'm letting anybody down. So I don't want to take on a project if I'm not willing to bid 110% into it, and
yeah,
I wouldn't be fair.
No, absolutely, and I think the pirates wouldn't be what they are if I didn't have the amazing staff behind me that I do.
So see, River and SP, you guys got that on audio now. You got recording that Ari said that about you guys. So.
You let it not out.
Well, I mean, you know, we give each other a lot of grief, and, you know, we joke about a lot of stuff, but they know how much I appreciate them. I tell them quite frequently, like, you guys are just so amazing for me, and I, you know, don't know where I would be without you. And the rest of the staff and the pirates too, honestly, because, you know, they help take care of the little things that need doing that I, you know, we can't attend to all the time because we're busy doing other things. So it's really, really good to have.
Exactly. Staff. And shout out to our group members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. I see all you, how active you guys are, and like, honestly, seeing the Pirates Guild grow, because I remember, as I'm sure a lot of you do, like, Pirates Guild came along, like, it becoming just this small, you know, movement to now, like, an actual full-blown guild. It's been really cool to see.
63 official members.
Joe, Golden Cat asks, hi, Joe, do you like cats?
I do. I have three cats.
Ooh.
And you haven't paid your taxes?
I sent you pictures the other day.
No. Hold on. How long has it been and you haven't paid your taxes?
When have you paid your
taxes? Fresh pictures.
Shut up, River. This isn't about...
No. I sent you pictures of my
cats. The taxes, right? You're going to send some taxes, too.
We're going to get tater for tax evasion.
No, I pay my taxes anytime anyone asks. I pay my taxes.
Yeah, well, you know how cats are. They don't like pictures so much. So Yeah, I have three cats. One is kind of mine. He was my son before he went to boot camp. And so since he left for boot camp and he's in the Navy now, he's been like cuddling with me and sleeping with me every night. So he'll lay on me and yowl outside my door if my door is closed. So, you know, he's been a big old baby.
Open the door.
And we have a calico. That's my wife. My wife loves cat stuff. And then we have a little white Siamese at my daughter's. It's exactly what it is. It's open the door. Open the door. Open the door. He's a big old baby. But yes, I do love cats.
Oh no. Oh no. Pokely says, Joe, my old little one friend, thank you for always doing your best. And my question, banana.
I do like banana. I hope, I don't know if that's like, do I like a banana or do I like Banshin? Because I know you call it Banshin. both, yes. I do like bananas and I do like Banshin. So. And Pokely's amazing. Pokely's actually the one who recruited me to the Shadows. We had bonded over Pokemon. We talked a few times in chat and he said, hey, I'm doing, you know, like I've got this, you know, why don't you join the Shadows as he does? And he didn't pressure me or anything like that. He just kind of said, hey, you should check it out. And I hadn't really wanted to join a guild, not that I was against him. Like this really hadn't connected with anybody yet. So he's awesome. I love Pokely.
Pokely's he is a great. Funny guy.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bald old man.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to Banana, 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 Banana.
Exactly. All right. Here, Skemmer says, hi, Joe. My question is, who is your wife and why Adam steal her?
And then right underneath that, why are you guys laughing? It's a serious question. So, and she might come by to say hi, because I know Adam wanted to hear her voice too. But so she got into playing, because my son was playing with us for a little while. And it was back during the Valentine's event, I believe. And I had won a giveaway. You know how Adam does those random giveaways in the voice chats. And I'd won Adam's choice. And he sent me one wood. The joke was, give it to your wife. So I gave it to my, I sent it to my wife, the one wood. And it became this thing, which is, oh, Adam's stealing Joe's wife. And she loves Britain. She loves the UK. She loves, like, the culture. She loves the history. So she was joking around with him. She hopped in the chat, too. We were texting on there. And she's like, yeah, I'll go to the UK. And she's a big fan of Doctor Who, so I really think that's why she wants to use Adam. It's just go over there with Doctor Who is pretty big. it's just become this big joke. Now every time we joke around, you know, like, hey, you know, Adam's still my wife, and, you know, can I have her back yet? You know, can we come visit? You know, are you going to pay me alimony? Child support? Something like that.
So. Wife support.
But as much as that is it, like messing around, he always asks Adam, like, how's the wife? How's the kids? How's she doing? So it's really cool. So,
Candle asks, does your family play every game together or is it just the cherry tree that has got the pleasure?
So, with the family cherry tree, my wife plays actively. My son did play actively until he got a girlfriend. And now I don't know if he's turned it on. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, plays semi-actively too. So it's the four of us all in the same house. And but we've bonded over video games before in the past. Board games like Settlers of Catan, Exploding Kittens we played. We do game nights. I'm a big gamer. My wife's a big gamer. My kids are all gamers in some form or aspect, whether it's board games or like physical games. Like my daughter who's going to high school loves golf. So we all have that. We all try to bond over that. So
nice. It's really sweet. All right. Crypt Plunderer May asks, what's your in-game goal currently?
To get the Soul Reaper helm and get that set. And then hopefully enhance it up. So that's what I'm going for at the moment. Well, I the event currencies, I'm halfway to the tickets needed to enhance it, I'm pretty sure, if I did my numbering right. So with the event currency. And the fact we're going right into the, you know, the birthday event pretty soon after this, I hopefully by the end of the year I'll be able to enhance all my Soul Reaper gear up. So.
I can't wait to see it in your inventory. I want a screenshot of it all lined up, all beautiful, with the little stars.
I will definitely do that.
Thank you. Vegeta? I apologize.
That's a Dragon Ball Z character.
Says,
Vegeta,
I know, I don't know how to pronounce it. anyway, Vegeta's point was, what's your favorite memory that makes you smile every time?
I have so many. I'll go with the dad one, which is my kids. They all do these little things that make me giggle and smile and little sayings. Personal memory, though, I would say video gaming. When I was 7, I grew up when Nintendo was like a big thing at home, just old school Nintendo. And my mom and dad played video games, and there was a game we were playing over and over and over again. We couldn't get past the spot. And I was in second grade at that time. And every day I'd come home and try to get past this boss, couldn't get past this boss. And then finally, one day, after months of trying, I got past this boss. And you would have think I won the World Series. My mom was going to the house, screaming, Joe got it. And my dad came home from work that day. Didn't even ask my dad how he did. Guess what Joe did. And it definitely always makes me smile thinking about it.
So. Aww.
That's sweet.
And then my kids, of course. So.
Chud asks, how do you always stay so positive? I've known you for a while and have never seen you act negatively.
Well, I do have to burst the bubble. I do have moments where I can be negative. I try not to be. I do try to stay positive, but I actually, back in 2012, when my son was born, like literally days after, I got really sick, and to the point where they weren't sure I was going to live. I had gotten food poisoning, and it attacked my nervous system, and I had to learn how to rewalk again, and it kind of humbled me, and doing that, it made me kind of grateful for what I had in life, to my wife, my kids, and I got to bond with my son, who was newborn at the time, in a way that I hadn't got to bond with my other kids. I was always hands-on, but him, I had to stay at home and help with a lot more. I wasn't able to go back to work right away. So it was a humbling experience, but it also gave me stuff to be thankful for, which is that I was still alive. They had told me if it had been 10 years later in my life, I wouldn't have been able to walk again. And having to learn how to walk again was already tough. So not being able to walk would have been, I can't even imagine. So I think when you go through a traumatic event like that, you can either let it change you and let it, you know, kind of warp the person you want to be, or you can learn from it and be grateful for who you are, what you do have. And I try to go that route.
Aw, that's an amazing story, Joe. Amazing. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that struggle, but I am so glad you came through it positively, and it kind of, you know, helped you, you know, think in a more positive light, and as far as that goes.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's an incredible story of taking something that bad and turning it into a positive and just embracing.
Yeah.
Embracing it all, really.
I wish I could say it was right away. It took years to realize that, and I think that comes with age, and you just kind of start realizing those things. They shape who you are as a person.
Yeah, it's a journey, you know. It's a journey.
Exactly.
All right, Joe, next question. What kind of merch do you want to see for the game?
Yeah, I was confused by this question you asked earlier. merch, I would love t-shirts and hats, keychains, stickers, everything.
I want a coffee cup.
I think that'd be a great idea. Coffee cup? Yeah, a little tumbler maybe even. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I want an under the cherry tree coffee cup.
A cherry tree plushie.
Oh, that would be cool.
What is one specific quote that you would like to see, like, in the merch? Like, for example, like, you guys, Banch in here, or...
I laughed so hard on your on the Episode Zero podcast that I had the honor of listening to. by your quote, SV, and I don't know if this is why you brought this up, but I know I messaged you right after that, and I was like, I laughed so hard hearing this. So I will say it again, because I actually made a little meme for it, and I sent it to you, which is the first and only time in my life I feel financially solvent, and it's in a video game. I love that. And I sent her like a little thing. She had done, SP had done her own, Sweet Tail had done her own one, and I did one too, and it's like the golden hatchet was gold coming out around it, and I laughed, because I was like, as soon as I got one, I was like, you're not wrong. So, so yeah, that's my favorite quote at the moment. I'd love a t-shirt with that, or a hat.
For Christmas. So Ari asks, Joe, who is your favorite moderator? And then I added on, and why is it our lovely B?
No, wait a minute. No. You don't get to skip out that question. No. My question is, Joe, who is your favorite moderator and why is it me?
And then Saspatat put, Joe, who is your favorite mod and why is it our lovely B? And then Logan replied, gonna laugh when he picks River.
I love you guys all. I think you guys are all amazing. I don't have a favorite. I love talking to all you guys equally. As you know, like I'll tag every one of you. I say hi to you. I think you guys all are what make the moderators are what make me so excited to be a community helper. It's like anytime I have questions, you're quick to answer and help me out. And I know Ari and River, you guys both started with me as community helpers. I know Ari came in after me. I'm not sure about you. River, did you come in after me too?
After you, yes.
Yeah, and so seeing you guys get up, you know, get promoted up there, obviously you guys, it's fun interacting with you. And then I still have SP with me down in the community. But yeah, I love B. Yeah. B is amazing. And like literally everybody on the staff team, I've never had a bad interaction with them. And even when if I made any mistakes or had any questions, they've always been really positive, encouraging to me. It's never been like, hey, you messed up or you didn't like that. So it's like, okay, well, how can we fix this? You know, let's go forth like that. So I like everybody. I love everybody.
Well, okay. All I heard was Ari is the best.
River's amazing.
And she's
thank
still
you.
My favorite over everybody because it's Ari. So, oh, and we have the whole thing.
Really, you did say earlier that you were half deaf. So,
half deaf and Lulu.
But I'm pretty sure I heard that with my good ear.
Oh, so trust Lulu.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our episode. I want to just say thanks to our listeners.
I want to say thank you to you guys. Honestly, you guys have done, this is amazing what you guys are doing. And, you know, I think that this is a great way to get, we all hear from Banshin, who we all love. We love Banshin. We love Adam. But I think it's really cool that we have the community members come in and do their own podcast or like kind of build off of it. And I know Adam has said so as much too. He's like constantly awed by this game he created that's inspired so much. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So and for a treat for you guys, would you guys like to hear from my lovely wife?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. I think you can hear her. Yes, Cherie. See, River knows. Oh, you look, River knows.
We all know her name. We all know the lovely Cherie. Cherry Tree Cherie.
Yes.
I gotta give you my headset. There's my headset.
Hello, everyone. I am real.
Yay.
Oh, like, you are real.
You are Cherry Tree Cherie now. Nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you all. And yes, Adam did steal me, you know. I'm from I get a whole Doctor Who thing. Yep.
Ooh,
I grew up watching Doctor Who.
Who's your favorite doctor?
David Tennant.
Yes.
Good choice. Good choice.
Absolutely.
And 10 or 14, though.
Any special shout-outs from you for the community, Sheree?
Adam, for making a wonderful game. And Benj and Elf. And I've got a shout-out to Benj and Son.
Oh, yeah. We love Benj and Son.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't participate in the community as much as Joe, of course. I work and take care of kids. And so does he. But, you know, I'm also the cooker and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
He helps cook at times.
Is it edible when he helps?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, because he's under my supervision.
Of course. That's the only way.
Yes. He has lasagna before.
Well, once again, I would like to thank our listeners and for this wonderful episode, and it's been so much fun.
And thank you to Joe and the wonderful Sheree for joining us.
Not a problem.
And remember to check out Cherry Tree. It's available now on the Play Store.
Bye.